Today, many families and friends get together, give thanks, enjoy a day off work, and gobble up some turkey.
Every year at Thanksgiving, the president pardons one special turkey that gets to live out the rest of its life in peace. This ain't it. It's a crucial part of tradition, one that says Thanksgiving isn't Thanksgiving without turkey. And maybe a nap. Tryptophan, an essential amino acid in turkey, functions as a precursor to serotonin, a substance that helps regulate sleep. And if your feasting leads to sleeping, you might dream of smoked turkey, stuffed turkey, roasted turkey, fried turkey, turkey sandwiches, turkey dogs, turkey legs, turkey bacon, turkey jerky. It doesn't matter as long as it's on the table and you're not a vegetarian. But get this, there's actually no proof that turkeys were part of the first Thanksgiving harvest feast back in 1621. What was on the table? Probably venison or goose. They were more readily available. But that wouldn't have mattered much to folks like Ben Franklin. The founding father was a huge fan of turkeys. He once went so far as to call the bald eagle, our national symbol, a bird of bad moral character, adding that the turkey was more respectable. We couldn't reach any eagles for comment, and the turkeys we had were cooked. But there's no denying a connection between turkeys and freedom. Take, for example, this brash bird brain, who exercised his freedom to stop traffic without giving up his freedom to run away. These audacious adventurers were seeking freedom on the railways, hoping to catch the first train out of Jersey before Thanksgiving. And this costume creature is free to roam about the house as a pet without having to worry about the oven.
He's just like a little dog with wings.
Not to mention strong bird-like features. But besides the oven, what is a turkey's biggest fear? Behold the turkey-eating competition, where gorgers guiltlessly gobble all the turkey they can. It's definitely not for the birds. They'll all tell you, it's a foul idea.